He was talking about an element that makes, that will make our chanting of the holy name something more than just a shadow reflection. Does anybody remember what he said that was? Sambandha is the result, but what is it that he said makes the difference between shadow chanting and real chanting? Service. Thank you, Prabhuji. Service. And so, have you ever imagined what it looks or feels like to be perfect in the chanting of Hare Krishna? Have you ever imagined that? Well, just try to imagine it. And what we're going to do is something I think that Sachinandan Swami would be supportive of, is that we're going to do a little experiment here this evening to try to get you to feel, understand, to see what it's like to achieve perfection in chanting the holy name. And we're going to do that by singing bhajan. Our Vaishnavacharyas were very fond of bhajans, devotional songs in which they could express their feelings of ecstasy in relation to Krishna. And so we've chosen one, actually two, that we're going to focus on this evening to give you this experience of trying to see and feel what it's like to achieve perfection in chanting the holy name. So the first, which is going to be sung by our Prabir Prabhu, and I think it's known to most of you, Kabhi Habi Bolo. I tried to find a recording of Vishnu Jan Swami singing this because he was a famous kirtan leader in the 70s, and he really had a wonderful rendition of this Kabhi Bala, Kabhi Habi Bolo. But I think that we have a good presentation of it for you here this evening. And I'm going to read the translation to this so you can focus on the meaning as we sing the bhajan and try to see and feel what it's like to achieve perfection. Please tell me, when will that day be mine, when my offenses will end and a taste for the pure holy name will be infused within my heart by the power of divine grace. Considering myself lower than a blade of grass, bringing the quality of forbearance into my heart, showing respect to all, myself being freed from all false prestige, when will I taste the essence of the liquid nectar of the holy name? Wealth, following beautiful women, as described in worldly poetry, I do not want any such bodily pleasures. O Lord Gaura Hari, please give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet, birth after birth. When, while articulating the divine name of Sri Krishna, will my body be thrilled in ecstatic rapture and my words be choked with emotion? When will pallor and ecstatic trembling occur? And when will streams of tears flow constantly from my eyes? When in the land of Navadvip, on the bank of the Ganga, will I run about guilelessly calling, O Gauranga, O Nityananda, dancing and singing like a madman, giving up all considerations? When will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me and release me from the illusion of worldliness, giving me the shade of his lotus feet? When will he allow me to enter the marketplace of the holy name? I shall buy and plunder the mellows of the name of Hari and become thoroughly intoxicated by those liquid mellows of the holy name. I shall become stunned. By touching the feet of those great souls who are able to relish those mellows, I will be constantly immersed in the sweet nectar of the holy name. When will there be an awakening of compassion for all fallen souls? And when will this bhakti vinod, forgetting his own happiness, with a meek heart set out to propagate by humble entreaty the sacred order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Kabhi Habi Bolo.
হবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার, অপরাধ গুচি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি, কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার, অপরাধ গুচি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি, পাবলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার, কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে নাদি কহিন কবে নিজে মানি, সহিষ্ণুতা গুণ হৃদয়েতে আনি, ত্রিনাদি কহিন কবে নিজে মানি, সহিষ্ণুতা গুণ হৃদয়েতে আনি, সকলে মানদ আপনি অমানি, সকলে না দয়ানি হয়ে আশা দিব নাম রস সার, হয়ে আশা দিব নাম রস সার, কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার, কবে ধন জনয়ার কবিতা সুন্দরী, বলিব না কিছু দেহ সুখ করি, ধন জনয়া জন্মে জন্মে দাও হে গৌর হরি, জন্মে 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 দাও হে গৌর হরি, জন্মে অহই তু কি ভক্তি চরণে তোমার, অহই তু কি ভক্তি অহই তু কি ভক্তি চরণে তোমার, অহই কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে কবে করিতে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ নাম উচ্চারণ, পুলকিত দেহ গদ গদ বচন, চারণ পুলকিত বৈবন্য বেপুতু হবে উদ্ধারণ, বৈবন্য হবে সঙ্গ বৈবন্য বেপুতু হবে সংগঠন, বৈবন্য নিরন্তর নেত্রে ভবে অশ্রুদার, নিরন্তর নেত্রে হবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে কবে নবদ্বীপে সুরধুনি তটে, গৌর নিত্যানন্দ বলি নিষ্কপটে, কবে নব কবে নবদ্বীপে সুরধুনি তটে, গৌর নিত্যানন্দ বলি নিষ্কপটে, কবে নব নাচিয়া গাহিয়া বেড়াইব ছুটে নাচিয়া নাচিয়া গাহিয়া বেড়াইব ছুটে নাচিয়া বাতুলের প্রায় ছাড়িয়া বিচার বাতুলের প্রায় বাতুলের প্রায় ছাড়িয়া বিচার বাতু কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার কবে নিত্যানন্দ মোরে করি দয়া ছাড়াইবে মোর বিষয়ের মায়া কবে নিত্যানন্দ মোরে করি দয়া ছাড়াইবে মোরা বিষয়ের মায়া কবে দিয়া মোরে নিজ চরণের ছায়া দিয়া মোর দিয়া মোরে নিজ চরণের ছায়া দিয়া মো নামের হাটেতে দিবে অধিকার নামের নামের হাটেতে দিবে অধিকার কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার কবে কিনি বলুটিব হরিনাম রস নাম রসে মাটি হইব বিবস কিনি বল কিনি বলুটিব হরিনাম রস নাম রসে মাটি হইব বিবস কিনি বল রসের রসিক চরণ পরাস রসের রসের রসিক চরণ পরাস রসের করিয়া মো জীব রসে অনিবার করিয়া মো জীব আ করিয়া মো জীব রসে অনিবার কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার কবে কবে জীবে দয়া হইবে উদয় নিজ সুখ ভুলি সুদিন হৃদয় কবে জীবে দয়া কবে জীবে দয়া হইবে উদয় নিজ সুখ ভুলি সুদিন হৃদয় কবে জীবে দয়া ভকতি বিন তরিয়া বিনয় ভকতি ভকতি বিন তরিয়া বিনয় আজ্ঞাটহল করিবে প্রচার শ্রী আজ্ঞাটহল আশি আজ্ঞাটহল করিবে প্রচার শ্রী আজ্ঞা কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার কবে হবে অপরাধ গুচি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার অপরাধ গুচি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার কবে হবে বল সেদিন আমার কবে হবে
Thank you, Prabhu Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three cardinal principles that were the bedrock of his teaching. And we find all of them in this bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. First, Nam Ruchi. This bhajan describes how that develops and grows in one's heart when one steadily chants the holy name without making offense. One becomes detached from all the pleasures of this world, and one becomes fixed on the ecstasy within and begins to experience ecstatic symptoms as is described here. Rapture, the voice being choked with emotion, tears incessantly flowing from the eyes. These are symptoms of the holy name growing within one's heart towards perfection. And then one has such a taste for the holy name that he gives up all conceptions of any worth in this material world. And as is described here, guilelessly runs along the bank of the Ganga in Navadvip, chanting, O Gauranga, O Nityananda, with no care for worldliness and worldly conceptions. This is a gift that grows in our heart as we chant, and is the real benefit of coming together for like these kirtan retreats, where we can shed all of our worldly responsibilities and just take the time, invest the time to chant the holy name and meditate in such a way that we can move along this path towards perfection. The next element Maharaj gave us this morning, service. But this song specifically talks about service to the Vaishnavas. Their service to Krishna, yes. But Krishna says that one who serves his devotee is his real devotee. So our aspirations for service, for Vaishnava Seva, can be fulfilled simply by, as it described here, touching the feet of those great souls who have relished these mellows. Touching the lotus feet means rendering some service to the devotees. Now, of course, you may say, well, I have to look and find that pure devotee who's experiencing all these symptoms, and only that person I will serve. But that's a mistake. That's a mistake. We should serve all the devotees we associate with on a daily basis. Have a respectful attitude. Have a humble attitude. And be ready to render all kinds of service to help them. These things are symptoms of the reality of the holy name, as Maharaj was saying today. It takes it from the shadow or abbas chanting to real chanting, this element of service. And then the final of these three cardinal principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, jiva doya, or compassion for the fallen souls. We cannot underestimate this one of the three, compassion for the fallen souls, jiva doya. If we look at the life of Srila Prabhupada, we see Namruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and what was the culmination of those things as this perfection was expressed in his heart? Jiva Doya. He traveled from India, from Holy Vrindavan, to the West, to America. And 50 years ago, you know, it's 50th anniversary, so we're trying to get that in everyone's consciousness every time we can. 50 years, Prabhupada has given us this ISKCON society. And he describes in Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, how one should show how this ISKCON society was formed specifically to facilitate the six type of loving exchanges between the devotees. So jiva doya is very, very, he had heartfelt feelings for each and every one of us, therefore he took so much trouble to come here. So perfection in chanting of the holy name results in jiva doya. It's such an important thing. And we should remember this. Sometimes it may slip our mind, or it may not be on the forefront of our thinking. There was a story in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. One time a very learned pundit came traveling, and he came to Vrindavan. He had heard that Sanatan and Rupa Goswamis were big, big scholars, and he was what they call a Digvijay. Digvijay means a learned person in the Vedas who travels around debating with others, defeating them. And so he came to Vrindavan, Rup Narayan, pundit, and he challenged Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, "I want to debate with you." But being pure Vaishnavas, they said, no, we're not learned people. We're simple, humble people. We don't know these things. We don't want to debate with you. Then sign this letter that I've defeated you. So what did they do? They signed, take it, go. We were defeated by Rup Narayan pundits. No problem. But he wasn't finished as Rup Narayan pundit because he was driven by things other than what drive the holy name in our hearts. He thought, I hear that this Jiva Goswami is a young scholar. He's up and coming. I should get him and defeat him before he gets old. So he sought out Jiva Goswami. I want to debate with you. I've already defeated Rupa and Sanatan. Here, see. What? You've defeated Rupa and Sanatan? Yes, I'll take the challenge. I'll debate with you. And for 7 days, they sat on the bank of the Yamuna and debated back and forth. And then finally, Rup Narayan Pandit had to meet defeat at the hands of Jiva Goswami. And so he also wrote, I've been defeated. He accepted his defeat. And so elated that he had defended the honor of his guru, Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva went to them and told them, look, I have defeated this Rup Narayan. This rascal's come here saying he's defeated you. But what was the reaction of one who chants the holy name constantly? Trinadapi sunichana turalpi hishna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Rupa Goswami, he responded, what? Why have you wasted your time debating this person? The Vaishnavas are not interested in pride and these things, defeating others. You could have been serving Krishna during that time. Why were you wasting your time? This is a symptom of pride. It doesn't go with living in the holy dham or chanting the holy name, so you get out. you leave this place. Jiva Goswami was crestfallen. I've offended my guru. He's correct. I'm not fit to live in Vrindavan. So he left Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan. He was staying in a cave. Some say it's a crocodile cave on the bank of the Jamuna. Nandagat? In Mathura, huh? Nandagat. It's in Vrindavan. Near Vrindavan, yes. So he was staying there. Thank you, Vajra Prabhu. And he was fasting. So he was becoming very weak and thin and sickly. So Sanatana Goswami found out that he's living in such a condition, and he went there. And he saw Jiva. And upon seeing him, he was shocked. And so he went back. And he talked to Rupa Goswami. And he said to him something very clever. I understand that you appear to have forgotten one of our master's principles. Rupa Goswami said, oh, what? If I'm doing something wrong, please instruct me. So he told him, Rupa Sanatana Goswami said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given three cardinal principles. Nam Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and what? Jiva Doya. Compassion to all jivas. So by his clever statement like that, Rupa Goswami, who appears to have forgotten that principle, oh yes, I've banished Jiva Goswami. Tell him to come immediately. Tell him to come immediately. So he came and they had a joyous reunion. And they continued their service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna in that way. But sometimes we forget, or we don't place enough emphasis on this Jiva Doya. Compassion to all fallen souls. It's so much a part of what Srila Prabhupada gave us. And as we pursue Nam Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, let us not forget Jiva Doya, how important it is to our own spiritual life. It's actually the manifestation of the perfection of chanting Hare Krishna, Jiva Doya. And so to emphasize this, again, our Vaishnava Acharyas, by their lives and by their bhajan, they've expressed their feelings in this regard. And we have one other bhajan that we want to sing this evening that focuses particularly on this aspect of Jiva Doya, mercy to all the conditioned souls. Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. So Prabhuji is going to sing that one for us. Can we get that one up also on the screen? Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. The Lord's order to patrol around town. Oh, should I read the... Let me read the translation first. I think it might be. In the land of Nadia, on the island of Godruma, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of the holy name, meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. O people of faith, O people of faith, by the order of Lord Gauranga, O brothers, I beg three requests of you. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and teach others about Krishna. Being careful to remain free of offenses, just take the holy name of Lord Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. Giving up all sinful activities, carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Lord Krishna. The showing of compassion to other souls by loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna is the essence of all forms of religion. Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan.
Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan.
Nadia Gojrumenitya.
পাথি আছে নাম হট্ট জীবের কারণ, পাথি আছে নাম হট্ট জীবের কারণ, নদিয়া গো দ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন, শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হে শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হে, শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হে শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হে, নদিয়া গো দ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন, প্রভুর আজ্ঞায় ভাই মাগিয়ে ভিক্ষা, প্রভুর আজ্ঞায় ভাই মাগিয়ে ভিক্ষা, বল কৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, ভল কৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা, অপরাধ শূন্য হয় লহ কৃষ্ণ না, অপরাধ শূন্য হয় লহ কৃষ্ণ না, কৃষ্ণ মাতা কৃষ্ণ পিতা কৃষ্ণ ধন প্রাণ, কৃষ্ণ মাতা কৃষ্ণ পিতা কৃষ্ণ ধন প্রাণ, কৃষ্ণের সংসার কর ছাড়িয় নাচা, কৃষ্ণের সংসার কর ছাড়িয় নাচা, জীবে দয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সর্বধর্ম সার, জীবে দয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সর্বধর্ম সার, নদিয়া গো দ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন, নদিয়া গো দ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন, পাটি আছে নাম হট্ট জীবের কারণ, পাটি আছে নাম হট্ট জীবের কারণ, নদিয়া গো দ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন, নদিয়া গো দ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন।
So does anyone have any reflections that they would like to share with us in thinking about these three aspects of chanting the holy name? Jive Doya, Nam Ruchi, and Vaishnava Seva. Any experiences anyone's had that we can all benefit from here? Yes, Prabhu.
Chapter 4. Obviously, Krishna says, Tadvidhi Prani Patena Pari Prasena Sevaya, Upadakshanti De Gyanam Gyanana Satvadar. That approach a spiritual master, offer service to him in a humble and submissive mood, is how is that correlated to the first part of your lecture and also Maharaj, service attitude? Does that mean the service attitude obviously starts with Vaishnavas? But it also must have a blessing of a guru in the sense of that you must approach a guru submissively and render service, or does it just broadly mean that it is for all Vaishnavas?
Well, of course, guru means service. When we speak of guru in relation to ourselves, it means service. We're giving some service, Vaishnava Seva. But the guru, he's engaged us all together. So he's expecting that there will be individual service exchanges between all of us as well. And so when we enter the life of devotion, we see ourselves as a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, 1,000 times removed, servant of the gopis who are serving Krishna. And so we serve the guru, and we serve our God brothers and God sisters, we serve other Vaishnavas, but we serve them in different ways. Because there are different relations we have. It's not impersonal. There are different relations that we have. There are those devotees who are more advanced than ourselves, and so we render service to them. There are those on the same platform as us, equal level of advancement. How do we interact with them? Yes, we make friendship. We make friendships. And those who are newer to devotional service than ourselves, that can use a help, we try to help them. So all our different forms of service based on our relationship. So ours is a life of service to the Vaishnavas of all variety. And so if we approach our life in that way, then we're beginning to taste the fruit of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If we maintain a proud attitude, a refusal to render service to others, refusal to do menial service, then we're not entering into the chanting of the holy name. Okay. That was a question, but I was asking for reflections. Vaishyashekhar Prabhu would not have allowed a question. He would have demanded reflections. So, Leelananda. Oh, please. No, please.
I was going to say that, you know, in my spiritual life, whenever I felt myself faltering or facing an obstacle that might seem extremely difficult, I always fell back on Namaruchi, chanting the holy name, serving the Vaishnavas. And it's just like miraculous how it just sets everything straight, you know? And of course, compassion is always there because our whole movement is just about compassion. Every time we chant the holy name, Prabhupada said it goes around the world so many times, purifying everything in its path, including plants and animals. So, my reflection.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Yes. Anyone else? Leland?
Is it a reflection from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta acceptable? Okay. This is from the Bhakti Siddhanta, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, Bhakti Vikaraswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says, Bhakti Vikash comments. In the early days of the mission, Srila Sarasvati Thakur occasionally led kirtan. However, not being very musically adept, later on he did not lead kirtan or play instruments, but simply joined in singing with others. He would say, "If you don't know how to sing, open your lips anyway and recite the holy name. Even if you don't sing expertly, chanting the name is kirtana. He spelled out the necessity and method of performing Hari Kirtan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, Hari Kirtan is the perpetual and natural function of all the faculties of the jiva in the state of freedom from all affinities to this changeable world, because the absolute truth is identical with Hari. Hari has to be served exclusively, constantly, and by all faculties of the soul. The only function of the voice is to chant Hari Kirtana, which is no different and inseparable from simultaneous service to Hari by all the other senses. One who does not employ his voice incessantly and exclusively in chanting Hari Kirtan has no access to Hari Seva by any other means. Therefore, Hari Kirtana must be chanted while being humbler than a blade of grass. There can be no streak of worldly vanity or seeking after any worldly advantage. The only object should be to please Hari.
Wonderful. Just think about what he said. The only function of the voice is to chant Hari Kirtan. We use our voice for so many things that are just illusion. It's amazing. Of course, Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji, he would just chant Hare Krishna. He wouldn't, no other words would come out of his mouth. It's Hare Krishna and laughing. Hare Krishna and laughing. Well, thank you very much for that. Any other reflections anyone has? Yes, Thomas.
Last night's kirtan, it seemed to me that there was a collective consciousness amongst all the devotees of the Chunarapi Sunichena. It was a real service mood, and it was one of the most powerful experiences I've had as a devotee, what was going on. You know, and I think other people felt that too. Just want to remind everybody that that same potential there tonight from 7 to 9:15, so please come. A pretty powerful strengthening experience, at least for me. I think others felt that way as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, Bhaja Prabhu.
So, the last one is Jivir Daya. So, everybody go to Sunday and give the mercy to all the fallen souls on Daytona Beach.
Are these paid announcements? Actually, we're very fortunate, and devotees do work very hard. Mother Mukhi was mentioning how John Mossman worked hard for this Krishna Institute Kirtan retreat, and Bhadra and Dharmaraj Prabhu and those that work with him work very hard to give the fallen conditioned souls the opportunity to come in contact with the holy name. I can't think, well, there's no other community in the world that does as many Rath Yatras and those major programs meant specifically just to go out to the public than our community here. And you know, we're led in that by Bhadra and Dharmaraj Prabhu and others, and should be very thankful to take part of it. And if he has to push us by that little announcement, we'll accept that yours too. So one last reflection, maybe from the lady's side. Oh, thank you, Mother.
Hare Krishna. This morning I heard in class something about if your attention is more on the world, how you can't taste Krishna's holy name. And I thought, oh, that's my condition. If I have a house that's been undergoing renovation, and yesterday most of the day I was trying to clean up the plaster dust. I was listening to the kirtans, but I was there. And then I came here in the end of the evening during that wonderful kirtan where everybody was in so much ecstasy, and I just got swept up in it for whatever period of time, 15, 20 minutes. And it reminded me of a time in Vrindavan on Nityananda's appearance day. I was staying there. I'd gone to different temples thinking, oh, pilgrimage here and there, all by myself I went. And then I came back to Krishna Balaram, and there was this huge kirtan Ayendra Prabhu was leading. And I'm like, I missed the whole thing. It's all right here at Krishna Balaram. I can't believe I was, you know, meandering around town. And then I get this glance from my Indra, and I felt like, oh, I got the whole festival from that glance. So that's what last night's 15-20 minutes did for me, and I'm just so grateful all of you were carrying it. I got to take part even at the end.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we'll take prasadam very quickly and come back for more kirtan. Thank you. Hare Krishna.